今天晚上我们一起来查考计算代价。
Tonight we would like to study counting the cost for mutual encouragement.
在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有提到主耶稣要门徒跟从他。
This week's Bible reading schedule Jesus mentioned that he wants the disciple to follow him.
但是很显然，能够真的跟从他的并不多。
But it's obvious not many people can really follow Christ.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为要有代价。
Because there is a cost.
不愿意付代价就没有办法跟从主。
Those who is not willing to pay a price cannot follow Christ.
首先我们先来看约翰福音的第二章。
Let's first turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
23-25.
Verse 23-25.John chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the sign which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, 25, and had no need that anyone should testify of men, for he knew what was in men.
这里说主耶稣行很多神迹，很多看见人就信的他的名。
Here mentioned that Jesus has performed many signs, and those who have seen the sign have believed in him.
因为人类历史里面从来没有人做主耶稣所做的。
Because in the history of mankind, no one has ever done the things that Jesus has done before.
瞎眼看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活。
A blind regained their sight, and the crippled walk.
结果很多人就信他的名。
And the dead resurrected, so many have believed in his name.
对，神迹其实有很大的说服力。
So the sign has a persuasion to persuade people to Christ.
让我们没有办法否定说有一个神。
So that we cannot deny that there is an existence of God.
但是这样信他名的人，主耶稣跟他们的关系怎样呢？
But for those who believe in his name, what was their relationship with Christ?
24节。
Verse 24.
耶稣不将自己交托他们。
Jesus did not commit himself to them.
下面说，因为他知道万人。
Because he knew all men.
所以这些已经信了，但是主并不将他自己交托他们。
So for those who have believed, but Jesus did not commit himself to them.
那25节为什么？因为他知道万人的心。
Verse 25 further explained, because he knew what was in men.
所以这些人跟主的关系还需要进一步的来追求。
So as we can tell, these people who believe in law need to continue to pursue their relationship with Christ.
那要追求跟主的关系更亲近，就是要跟着他。
So in order to pursue a more intimate relationship, there's only way is to follow him.
我们信仰如果说我体验神的恩典，那我就信了。
Now for our own belief and faith, if we have experienced God, then we ourselves believe.
Yeah, 我是信徒，我已经受洗了。
I'm a believer and I have been baptized.
当然恩典很大。
Of course, this is a tremendous grace.
但是如果我没有在跟着主耶稣。
But however, if we do not follow Christ,
可能我们的生活没有变化，没有更新。
It's possible that our lives do not have the transformation and the renewal.
You know, 我们的信仰是静态的。
And because our faith, our belief is static, stagnant.
但是如果我们在跟着主耶稣，
However, if we continue to follow Christ,
我们看主耶稣传道的三年当中没有一天停过，每一天都一直在各个地方讲不同的道，做不同的事。
We will look at the 3 years while Jesus was preaching. He never stopped for one moment. He continued to preach, continued to perform signs.
那跟着主耶稣就看到不同的事情，经验不同主耶稣所做的事，然后对主耶稣有更不同的认识。
So if we follow Christ, we will see many things performed by Christ, we will experience many things, and we will be able to experience and see God.
那这样这个信仰就变成动态的。
And then this faith will become lively.
就变成很活泼了。
It will become dynamic, lively.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And this is something we all want to pursue.
要让信仰变成一个动态的、活泼的。
We want our faith to become a living and dynamic.
那 我们可以信仰有很多啊很活泼的体验。
And last, then we will have many experiences.
好，那跟着主耶稣有什么好处？
So what are the benefits of following Christ?
如果我们用路加福音来看
，If we use examples from Book of Gospel of Luke,
我们回到路加的第九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第九章哈，我们上次有提过第十节，主耶稣变饼。
Luke chapter 9 verse 10, we mentioned last time.Jesus fed the people.
那些跟着主耶稣来的啊，他就吃到主变的饼。
And so those for those who follow Christ, they will have seen the change of bread.
但是如果已经信了啊，他没有跟着主，他就吃不到这个饼。
So for those who have believed, but if they did not follow Christ, they would not have experienced it and ate the bread.
那这饼就是神看顾我们生活需要的这个体验。
And this bread.Represent the grace and blessing that God has sustained for us in our daily lives.
那跟着主在那里听道，就是追求神国神义。
So by following Christ and listening to the words, it means that we are pursuing the righteousness and kingdom of God.
而且他们是一直坐到太阳下山，就花了一整天的时间。
And as we can see, they continue to do the work until the sun has set. So they spend the whole day doing the work of God.
所以他们生活的需要，神就看顾他。
So their daily need has been fulfilled by God.
那这个信仰就更活泼，更有体验。
So as we can see, this kind of faith become dynamic and living and has more experience.
那到了第九章的二十八节。
Now as we read chapter 9, verse 28.
主耶稣变貌给他们看。
And Jesus transfigured on the mountain.
这是另外一种体验。
And this is another kind of experience.
那个变貌是在属灵上改变形象。
This kind of transfiguration is a change of a transformation in spiritually.
主耶稣把在灵里面那个尊贵荣耀显给他看。
And Jesus has manifested his honor and his glory in spiritually.
所以他们说我们在这里真好。
That's why they say it is good to be here.
所以当我们跟着主耶稣。
So when we follow Christ,
我们灵性越来越亲近他。
And when we become more intimate, closer to him,
我们就能够体会在灵里面的这种平安跟喜乐。
We will be able to experience this kind of peace and joy in the Christ.
然后跟着主耶稣，我们又可以看到，他可以来服侍神。
So when we follow Christ, we can also serve him.
没有跟着主，没有办法服侍他。
Now without following him,We are not able to serve him.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章的二十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
这里说，如果有人要服侍我。条件就是要跟从我。
So here say that if anyone wants to serve me, the prerequisite or condition is to follow Christ.
因为主耶稣每天走来走去，没跟着他怎么服侍他
？So because Jesus walk around daily, so without following him, how can you serve him?
然后服侍我的人我父要尊重他。
And then here says that anyone who serves me, my Father will honor.
所以今天我们要服侍神就是我们生活要跟着主的脚踪。
So today, if we are to serve him, it means that we need to follow the footsteps of Christ.
主耶稣所走过每一个不同的情况不同的家庭遇到不同的事情，这个都是我们的脚踪。
So whatever circumstances, whatever situation that Jesus has gone through, that will be where our footsteps will be to.
我们需要去跟从。
We need to follow him.
好，我们现在回来看路加第十章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
这个第十章主耶稣就差遣七十个人去传道理。
So in chapter 10, here mentioned that Jesus sent out the 70s to preach.
因为他们跟着主所以主就差他们去。
And because they follow Christ, so Jesus sent them out.
然后到了十七节
，and then in verse 17, Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
18.
Verse 18. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like a lightning from the heaven. 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
所以这个七十个人啊，跟着主耶稣走，主耶稣说差他们，他去传福音。
So these 70 follow Christ. So Jesus Christ sent them out to preach.
那主耶稣给他们一个任务啊，主一定会给他们恩赐或能力来完成。
So when Jesus gave them a mission, Jesus will surely give them a gifts or power to accomplish the mission.
因为圣经说，不是照着我们所没有的，乃是照着我们所有的。
Because the Bible says it's not according to what we have, but according to what we do not have.
所以如果神要我们做什么工，他会给我们有那个恩赐或者力量。
So if God wants us to do a mission for Him, He will give us the gifts or power to accomplish that.
因此，主就给这七十个人权柄能力。
So, Lord Jesus gave the 70s the power and authority.
因此他们能够胜过仇敌的。
So they can overcome all enemies.
所以第十九节，我给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇跟蝎子。
So in verse 19 say, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
所以这样出去了，他们就很高兴回来。
So they went out this way and they returned joyfully.
所以鬼也服了我们。
They say that the Satan, spirits are subject to them.
所以啊，我们就知道啊，神确实有跟他们同在。
So we know that God is indeed abide with them.
但是主耶稣提醒他们啊，最重要不是鬼服了你们这个成就感。
But however, Lord Jesus reminded them, it's not now. Do not rejoice because spirits are subjected to you.
因为这个会过去的。
Because these things will all pass.
那最重要是什么？
Well, what's more important?
就是二十节。
Verse 20.
因你们的名字记录在天上而欢喜。
But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
所以我们如果跟着主来服侍神。
So if we follow Christ to serve him.
我们的名字可以记在天上。
And our names will be recorded in heaven.
被神纪念，这是永远的。
Will be remembered by the Lord, and this is eternity.
因此这个信仰不断跟着主这个实在是很重要。
So for our faith, we need to continue to follow Christ. This is very important.
在旷野他们是跟着云柱跟火柱。
In the wilderness, they were following the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud.
那在新约时代，我们是跟着主耶稣。
Now in the New Testament, we follow Christ.
但是跟着主耶稣不简单啊。
But it is not easy to follow Christ.
那从路加第九章我们至少可以看到有四个代价我们要付出。
So from chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, we can see there are four kinds of costs and price that we need to pay.
所以为什么说信得多跟得少？
Therefore, many have believed, but a few have followed.
因为跟着主确实是不简单的。
So it is not easy to follow Christ.
我们现在看第九章的五十七节。
So let's read Luke chapter 9 verse 57. Luke chapter 9 verse 57.
我们先从前面先二十三节开始。
Let's start with verse 23 first. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Verse 23. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
这里讲第一个代价要舍己。这样来背十字架跟从主。
So here mentioned the first cause to follow Christ, one must deny himself.
舍己就是自我否定。
Deny oneself It means that deny your own desire or your will.
我在世界上都是以自我为中心。
We live a self-centered life in this world.
但是当我们要服侍主，是以神为中心。
But when we come to serve God, we put God first in our lives.
那这个一种中心的改变叫做舍己。
So this type of a change of priority and change of center in our life means a surrender or deny ourselves.
那这样我们服侍主才能够照着神的心意来做。
So this way, when we serve Him, we can serve Him according to His will.
因为我们是跟着他。
Because we are following Him.
所以圣经说我们是与神同工的，是跟他同工的。
Because Bible say we work with the Lord.
是他在做工，我们跟他同工。
Because he's the one who's doing the work, and we are following him.
那接下去就是要背十字架。
And then after that, we must take up our own cross.
那背十字架就是要自我否定那一种跟着主那一个担子牺牲。
So what it means is that we must take up the burdens of denying ourselves.
那要自我否定到什么程度呢
？So to what degree should we deny ourselves？
好，我们看24节。
Let's turn to verse 24. Verse 24: For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
要跟到毫无保留。
You have to follow to a step where you have no reservation.
这里说。如果为着主上吊生命，就要得着生命。
So he say that if you follow him and lose your life,
好像斯提凡为主殉道，丧失肉体的生命。
And you will gain life just like Stephen who has become a martyr and lost his life, but he has gained life spiritually.
但是他在死之前，他就看到天开了，主耶稣站在神的右边在等他。
But before he died, he saw the vision that Jesus was standing right next to the Lord.
这不简单啊。
And this is amazing.
因为彼得在主耶稣钉十字架的时候，他已经否认他三次。
Because we know that Peter, who before Jesus was crucified, has denied Jesus three times.
原因就是因为他也怕死。
Because he was afraid of for his life.
在那个时候他就跟不下去。
At that point, he could no longer follow Christ.
但是五旬节以后，彼得很认真祷告。
But after Pentecost, Peter prayed really hard.
被圣灵充满。
He was filled with Holy Spirit.
说后来被下到监牢。
And later on, he was put in prison.
然后主耶稣升天以前已经预言他会殉道。
And before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he has prophesied that Peter will die for him.
但真的后来他殉道了。
Later on, he became a martyr.
所以。这个是最难的一点跟到毫无保留。
So this is the most difficult point is to follow our law with no reservation.
这是代价。
This is the cost.
所以有时候我们看到信耶稣受洗很多，但是中途跑掉不少。
So we see that many people have believed in Christ, but many people have flee away from Christ as well.
因为没有办法自我舍弃否定。
Because many of them cannot deny themselves.
没有办法背十字架。
They cannot take up the cross.
所以到一定程度的时候跟不下去就离开了。
So they follow Christ to a point, then they can no longer bear it, so they flee and left Christ.
当然将要得到的是非常大的荣耀。
We know that what we will receive is a tremendous glory.
那是天国的赏赐。
This is the gift, blessing of heaven.
但是这个代价确实是非常高。
But the cost, comparatively speaking, is great.
愿意为着主牺牲生命，但是不一定会牺牲生命。
You have to have a heart willing to die for the Lord, but you might not necessarily die.
那这是一种代价。
This is a kind of cost.
好，我们再来看，相同第九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音的第九章
Luke chapter 9
57节
Verse 57 Luke chapter 9 verse 57 Now it happens as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him Lord, I will follow you wherever you go
58节
Verse 58 And Jesus said to him Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head
这里说有一个人 跟主耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，要跟从你。
So here, mentioned there was someone who said to the Lord, "Say, I will follow you wherever you go."
无论往哪里啊，就是说主到哪里，我一定到哪里。
So wherever means wherever the Lord Jesus go, he will go there as well.
那在其他圣经有说这是一个文士。
Some in other translation it said this was in other books it said book of Matthew say was a scribe.
好，那主耶稣给他提醒了，五十八节就是代价。
So in verse 58, Lord Jesus reminded him the cost of following him.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，哦，这是我没有放枕头的地方。
So foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head.
那这个在讲什么？
So what does it mean?
这个在讲生活很简单。
It means that the life is very simple.
哦，我真的要跟在当时哈，主耶稣要真的要跟从他吗？
So do they really want to follow Christ?
那有没有办法过很简单的生活？
Are they able to live a very simple life?
啊，因为生活简单哈，要跟主就不会有残累。
So because they live a simple life, then they will not have any burden that drag them back when they follow Christ.
当然，如果没有跟从主，生活怎么复杂都没关系啊。如果没有跟从主耶稣，你要怎么生活都没有关系。
So if you do not follow Christ, you can live however you please.
但是一旦要跟从主，复杂的生活常常会变成一个阻碍。
But however, when you decide to follow Christ, a life of a complexity becomes a baggage.
所以我们在第八章
So in verse chapter 8.
第八章就讲这个撒种的比喻。
Chapter 8 mentioned the parables of the sowers.
那这个撒种的比喻我们看十四节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
这个地方说落在荆棘里。
So here mentioned that those who fell among thorns.
其实这个土地可能是不错的。
In actuality, the soil might be very good.
但这个种子长不大。
But however, the seed cannot grow.
因为有荆棘把它挤住了。
Because the thorns have choked the seed.
所以有的人他也很有心但是信仰没有办法长大。
So some people might have the heart, but their faith cannot grow.
那我们就去看为什么。
Then we look at them, examine carefully, we see why.
就发现生活中有荆棘。
We find that there are many thorns in their lives.
那这个荆棘是什么？
So what are these thorns will represent?
这里说今生的思虑。
It represents the pleasure of life.
今生的
思虑。The cares of this life.
那如果用主耶稣讲吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，就是生活上的需要。
It refers to things that we want to worry about what we eat, worry about what we wear. These are the need of our lives.
或者说忧虑太多生活的水平。
Or care too much of our living standard.
那圣经给我们的标准是有衣有食就知足。
But the standard that the Bible gives us is that as long as we have food and something to wear, we should be content.
那在有衣有食之上，太多的我们的个人的欲望，常常会变成我们跟从主的一个障碍。
So above that, if we have many desires, then it will become an obstacle to following Christ.
那下面钱财。
So then he mentioned riches.
钱财是中性的。
Now the money or rich are neutral.
但是圣经告诉我们不要依靠无定的钱财。
But Bible also tells us not to rely on money or riches.
这个有时候就会变成我们信仰的一个障碍。
So because this sometimes will become an obstacle to our faith.
那如果用钱财来爱神爱人，这是好的。
So if we use money or rich to love God and love people, this is good.
但是有时候钱会夺去人的心。
But sometimes money will steal our heart away.
所以这第二个障碍。
So this is second obstacle.
第三个是宴乐。
A third is pleasures.
当然我们现在很注重休闲活动。
Today we might focus a lot of our entertainment or recreation.
因为上班也是很辛苦。
Because working is very difficult.
哦，所以有适当的休闲，我才有力量来做明天的事情。
So with a moderate relaxation, it will enable to us to work with more energy.
哦，但是如果生活被这些宴乐所占满
，But however, if our lives are filled with these pleasures,
这个好像是酒一样。
Let this become wine.
啊，让我们的心呢逐渐世俗化。
Which is intoxicating, and let our heart become worldly.
那这样，我们在要跟从主就会觉得不是很容易。
So we will feel that it is not easy to follow Christ.
因此这个第一个代价跟从主就是生活要简单。
So, the first cause by following Christ is that we must live a very simple life.
生活越复杂越难。
When our life becomes more complex, it becomes more difficult to follow Christ.
当然也是有可能的，也需要有更大的努力。
Of course, it is possible, but we must put more effort.
这是第一个代价要付出去。
So this is the first cost we must pay.
我们再回来看路加福音第九章。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章五十九节跟六十节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 59, Luke chapter 9, verse 59, 60. 59, then he said to another, follow me, but he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. 60, Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
这个地方说有个人说我要主耶稣对他讲跟从我。
Here, Lord Jesus said to another, follow me.
那个人说有条件的。
But this person said there was a condition.
我去埋葬我的父亲。
First, let me go bury my father.
那这个本来是很自然的事情。
This is something very normal.
因为我们对父母的照顾最后一件事情就是埋葬他。
The last thing that we can do for our parents is to bury them.
但是主耶稣说任凭死人埋葬死人。
But here, Lord Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead.
然后你只管来传扬神国的道。
And you go and preach the kingdom of God.
所以这个六十节我们可以分作两部分来看。
So we can look at verse 60 in two directions.
第一个是死人埋葬死人。
First section would be the dead bury their own dead.
第二个是传扬神的道。
And second is to preach the kingdom of God.
那这两件事情到底意义有什么不同？
So these two matters, what are their meanings?
因为亚当犯罪之后其实神已经讲你吃的日子必定死。
When Adam has sinned, God said that the day you eat the fruit, you shall surely die.
那个死就是包括两个。
And that die refers two kinds of death.
就是这里讲死人埋葬死人两种死。
These two kinds of death here, that the dead bury their own dead.
第一个要人埋葬当然是肉体的死。
The first death refers to the second death refers to the physical death.
那第二种能够埋葬死人那个死人就是灵性的死。
So the first death mentioned here, bury, refers to the spiritually dead.
那不管是什么死，死人埋葬死人，这本身都是死。
So no matter which death you're referring to, they are all dead.
你用比较远的观点来讲，这个都没有希望。
So if you look at from far away, either way, they are all without hope.
就是人受咒诅之后。不论灵性死、肉体死，人活着都没有希望。
So, after they are cursed, no matter they are dead in spirit or dead in physically, they are without hope.
那人的希望从哪里来
？So where do humankind come from?
这里说，你只管传扬神的国。
But here say you just go and preach the kingdom of God.
所以彼得被下到监牢里面。
So when Peter was put in prison.
然后大家为他祷告
，and many people pray for him。
后来天使就把他救出来。
Later on, an angel had delivered Peter out of the prison。
说你要去把这个生命之道传给别人。
You must preach the word of life to others。
这个叫做生命之道。
This is called the word of life。
这带有永生的道理。
And this is the word of life carries the life
那这样我们就会发现这一节里面哦，两个完全不同意义。
So from this verse, we can see two meanings.
你去传扬这个生命之道，让更多死的人能够得到永生。
So when you preach the word of life, many dead will receive eternal life.
跟你回去埋葬死人，那个是没有希望的。这两个比较起来，意义就不太一样。
Compared to the bury the dead, which is without hope. So when you compare these two things, you can see it very clearly.
那这不是说我们家里的父亲死不能去埋葬他。
Now it certainly does not mean that when our parents of our father die, we should not bury them.
所以因为主耶稣当时在那里，主耶稣只有三年多的时间了，这个每一天都很宝贵。
It's because that Lord Jesus was there only for a little bit over 3 years, so every day is precious.
所以当这个两个有冲突的时候，当然是传扬福音让人得永生，这是更有价值。
So when there's a conflict, of course, preaching the gospel, preaching the word of life is more important.
那没有冲突，当然我们知道就可以正确的有一个优先的选择。
But if there's no conflict, certainly we can make that choice.
所以我们要跟从主常常要把我们个人的喜好放在第二，把最有意义价值的事情放在前面。
So when we want to follow Christ, we must often put aside our hobby or something, or something we desire, and put preaching the word of life first.
同样这一段时间
for the same time that we have.
比方说灵恩布道会快到了。
For example, our spiritual convocation is drawing near.
那我们用这段时间，如果能够去带一个也好，两个也好，来教会慕道。
So if we can use the remaining time to bring one or two to seek the truth.
跟我用这一段时间来做我个人想做的、喜欢做的事。
And compared to using this remaining time to do the things that are pleasing to us.
当然，一比较我们就知道一个比较有价值，一个。其实是世界上的事情。
Once you do the comparison, you can obviously see something. One thing is more meaningful than the other.
所以我们要看到信徒他把假期移到联合布道会玩，他才去玩。
So we can see that many people put their vacation until after the spiritual convocation.
就是他的心里面，他知道去比较哪一个比较有意义，让他做一个调整。
Because in their heart, they know how to.Compare and measure the cost and know which one is more important, more meaningful.
那这个就是门徒。
And this is a disciple.
那如果是信徒，我要做什么就做什么，教会能管我什么
？If you are merely a believer, you can do whatever you please. Church cannot do anything.
但是门徒就是跟着主耶稣。
But disciple means that you follow Christ.
在最适当的时刻做最有意义的事情。
At the appropriate time, do something that's most meaningful.
这是一个代价。
This is a cost.
但是结果就是能更多人得到生命。
But as a result, many people will receive eternal life.
我们现在看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三节。第一章第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
这里说神将一切关乎生命跟敬虔的事赐给我。
So here mentioned that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
就是因为我们认识用荣耀美德造我们的主。
Because we have come to know Christ.
所以在主耶稣里面才有生命这个事情，才有敬虔这个事情，可以来谈论，来追求。
So only in Christ we have this godliness, we have this life.
那这个就是我们生命的意义，我们人生的目标。
So this is the meaning of our life. This is the purpose and objective of our life.
所以第五节，正因为这个缘故，我们要分外殷勤。
So because of this, we must give all diligence to pursue.
因为有生命敬虔的事，能够跟神的性情有份，所以我们在属灵的上要更加努力。
So because it has the life and godliness in Christ.And that we can have part in Christ, we must give all diligence to pursue Him.
把参与世界一些世俗的事情，有时候不需要的，用来追求属灵的事，这是更好的。
So we can put aside something that we participate in this world and put our energy and time in pursuing God.
哦，那我们愿意这样做，这个就是门徒。
And this is far better. So we are willing to do that, then we become a disciple.
哦，好，我们再回来看第九章。
So let's come back to read chapter, Luke chapter 9.
哦，路加第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
啊，六十一节。
Verse 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
62节.
Verse 62. But Jesus said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
另外一个人说, 我要跟从你。
So here's another one who say, Lord, I want to follow you.
但是有个条件。
But there is a condition.
我先去辞别家里面的人。
Let me go first a bit farewell to my house.
那第二十二节主耶稣说手扶犁向后看不配进神的国。
In 62, Jesus said that no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
这个容我先辞别我的家人，这是一种亲情。
So to bid farewell to his member of his household, this is a show of love.
但是主耶稣说不要手扶犁向后看。
But however, Lord Jesus said, "Do not hold the plow and look back."
这个不要向后看，就是手扶着犁要往前看。
What it means another word, when you hold the plow, you need to look forward.
那向后看是什么
？So what does it mean by looking back?
就是辞别家里面的人亲情的残垒。
Is to a bid farewell to the baggage of our relatives and love in this world.
那向前看。
And looking forward,
就是把跟神的关系摆在自己的亲情的前面。
Is to place the relation of Jesus ahead of our love for our families.
那我们这样才有办法来跟着他。
Only this way we can follow him.
所以主耶稣在呼叫彼得。
So when Lord Jesus called Peter,
我们上一次有查考过在第五章。
We studied last time in chapter 5.
他舍下两船的鱼。就跟着猪走了。
So he set aside a boatload of fishes and followed Christ.
所以这不是说我们信主的人不能有亲情。
It does not mean that we cannot have this kind of a filial love for our families.
而是我们的心不能被亲情缠累，没有办法往前去迈进来追求神的事情。
It means that we should not be held back by our filial love for our families.And that prevents us from following Christ and going forward.
甚至主耶稣说，我来是要在地上动刀兵。
Even Jesus said that I come here so that the family will wage war.
自己的仇敌就是自己家里面的人。
And their own enemies is the family, their own family.
这个听起来有点可害怕。
Now, when you hear this, you might be startled.
我不信，没有，一信我家里面变敌人。
If I don't believe, it's better. But once I believe, that of my family turn to my enemy.
就是信仰不同。
Because the faith is different,
会起征战。
And there will be a war.
所以除非我不信或者我妥协。
So unless we compromise or we don't believe in Christ.
如果我知道这是真的
，But if we believe this is right,
这是永生的路。
And this is the path of eternal life.
我们一定会坚持。
We must persist.
如果我们知道这样的生活是很有意义的
，If we know that this kind of life is meaningful,
我们一定会往前走。
We must go forward.
那跟我们那个世俗的亲情有时候就会有冲突。
And sometimes with this kind of resolution, we might have a conflict with our filial love and duty.
所以我们这个手扶犁往前看，亲情让它过去。
So if we hold a plow, we must look forward and let the filial love to our families let it pass.
如果那有冲突，要让它过去。
If there's a conflict, we must let it pass.
所以我们要跟主，这个赏赐是大的。
So if we follow Christ, the blessing, the grace is great.
但是也要计算代价。
But the reward is great, but we must count the cost.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
有这个力量来付这个代价。
So we have the strength to bear up this cost.
我们对神的体验会非常深刻，我们的人生非常非常有盼望，非常有价值。
So we will have this deep experience within the law, and our life will become very meaningful. Very valuable.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
112首。
112.